Gormagic here. Look, I had a couple of questions in relation to cybercrime and things like that, but I will skip those, and I'll just go to directly in relation to national security and some of the remarks you made in your opening statement, that a strong focus on protecting the state and its people against all forms of terrorism, and also on tackling serious crimes such as organised crime, violent crime, and what have you. Just particularly, I suppose, in relation to the organised crime and the terrorism and the intelligence-led operations. I put it to you, Garda Commissioner, that, and it's my understanding from meeting people in communities such as West Belfast, such as South Armagh, North Louth, North Monaghan, and other areas, that the areas are being ruled, and those communities are being ruled through threats and through intimidation and through fear by what I would term a vile and violent and insidious organisation. And to me, Garda Commissioner, and from all the people that I have been speaking to in those areas, that organisation is the Provisional IRA. Now, I put it to you, and I will ask you, Garda Commissioner, especially in relation to a letter that was issued a number of weeks ago, and it's one that has been fired around the place now on a number of occasions. Can you tell me that, what was that particular letter? Was it fully sanctioned by yourself? And do you believe, in all honesty, that the Provisional IRA don't exist?
Commissioner.
Thank you, Senator. There are a number of individuals, I'm very much aware there are a number of individuals, both acting individually and acting in consort, involved in organised crime in a number of the areas that you've mentioned. We work very, very closely with our colleagues in the Police Service of Northern Ireland and indeed in the British Security Service in terms of targeting, dismantling both individuals and groups and involved in organised criminal activity and in terrorism. And we will continue to do that, and we remain steadfast in doing that. So we will continue doing that and keep doing it.
I'm very conscious of not crossing into operational matters which aren't under our remit. Through the chair, please, if you don't mind.
Through the chair, with the greatest of respect, that's not really the question that I asked you. I asked you, do you believe that the IRA do not exist?
I think, again, Senator, what I would say is that An Garda Síochána will investigate any incident of criminality, and we will investigate anybody or any group of individuals that are involved in any type of organised crime or terrorism, and we will continue to do that.
Okay.
Right. And, okay, finally, and to finish up, you know, I find it a bit frustrating that I can't get a simple yes or no answer. You know, if they do, they either exist or they don't. It's, to me, it's very simple. To the people in those areas, it's very simple. Because to them people, they certainly do exist, and they certainly are there right in their faces. And I would like to maybe ask again, what kind of assessment, what was the assessment and the base? Because, look, let's be simple. If they don't exist, was there a convention held? Do we know, was there a convention held where they disbanded their organisations? And on what assessment, what intelligence was used? Were the PSNI asked about this previous to you issuing that letter? Were the British Intelligence Services,
Senator,
asked about that in relation to the letter that was issued recently?
Senator, just one matter. We are very conscious in the committee here of moving into operational matters, policing operational matters, which are strictly outside our remit. So I have to rule some of those questions out of order, I'm sorry. But if you want to meet the Garda Commissioner privately and have those discussions, I'm sure she will facilitate you. But we can't actually get into operational matters in the committee. It's not allowed. It's outside the remit. So sorry about that. But I'm sure the Commissioner would meet you privately if you want to have those discussions with her at any time. Have you followed the question?
Well, I haven't. I would have hoped that the Commissioner would have been able to respond in some form, but as you have ruled out.
Yeah, it's actually operational. And again, but as I say, I'd invite you to contact the Commissioner and Stowater privately and go through those concerns and report any matters of concern to her.